In February 2011, I created this screencast called The Fundamental Business Case for Scala. And it really was a little overview, representation about how to appeal, or rather advocate, Scala adoption for an organization. It was not aimed at developers per se, as why developers and rather businesses should adopt Scala. And I had an interesting diagram in there, which was a prediction for language adoption on the JVM platform in the year 2016. So that's 5 years into the future. And on that diagram, I had this depiction of Rebel Java. Much to my surprise, very recently we have commercially backed languages that have not yet been released yet, one called Salon, the other called Koitlin, from JBoss, Red Hat, and IntelliJ respectively. And really surprised that my prediction is already becoming true. And at the time I was doing this diagram, I was really thinking of Android, of course, Android being created by Google and is targeted at mobile phones and tablets and sort of laptop transformable computers and the like. That's what I was really thinking of in that diagram. Much to my surprise, Rebel Java has already come alive and is split into two. And it really just, I guess, amplifies, you know, the qualities of the community around the JVM. Having had some very recent Android development experience, I can tell you it's a different kettle of fish. Okay, you can reuse a lot of your Java knowledge about multiple threads, but then you really have to get down and dirty and look at things like activities and views and how Android is really put together as an architecture and as a framework. And I think I'm very impressed with it. Of course, there are teething things that are wrong with it that I would like to improve. But this is for another audio, and I digress. And really, what it goes to show that there is a growing number. What I am absolutely sure that the number of developers on the JVM will increase, perhaps even double, but in 5 years. If these commercial languages are successful, the other ones, which I would call also beyond Java but commercially backed, then it's all good at the end of the day. One thing that I did think about, and some people are really upset about how the syntax looks, and they get in with the actual types and putting types after the variable declaration. Well, I came across that in Pascal, and I could live with it. And it doesn't matter at the end of the day what your syntax looks like. It's getting the thing done. And talking to businesses, and you know, they are really impatient to get software made, and you have to really communicate with them, really. As long as I can score goals and score that winning goal, I don't care what language it is, I just want sometimes to get it done.